Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September the 17th, 2015, Thursday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 88 of the Follow English podcast, and today again I'm going to be speaking about phrasal verbs. I'd like to start by saying that phrasal verbs can have can be formed by a verb and a particle, and that particle could be an adverbial particle or a preposition. And sometimes we can have two particles, and this is what I want to illustrate today by showing you and by discussing the meaning of one phrasal verb that can be formed by two elements, or a verb and a particle, or sometimes by three elements. And this phrasal verb is get away. So to get away from something or from somewhere means to succeed in leaving a place. One example for that is, I won't be able to get away from the office before 7. You can also, this is a synonym for go away. Another meaning of get away is to escape from somebody or from a place. So, an example for that, the thieves got away in a blue van. Or, another example, you're not getting away from me so easily. A third meaning here, which in a way they're all connected somehow, but a third meaning which is slightly different is to have a vacation or holiday. We're hoping to get away for a few days at Easter. That's one good example for that. In the fourth meaning that we have here, slightly old-fashioned for British English, get away with you. Used to show that you would find it difficult to believe what somebody had just said. Get away, you could never run that far. So when somebody tells you, oh, I've just run 20 kilometers, and you could say something like, get away, like, don't lie to me. I don't believe you. A getaway is, as a noun, I mean, spelled all together in one word, getaway, is the act of leaving a place in a hurry, especially after committing a crime. They made a quick getaway. So they escaped, they ran away. Or another meaning for that is a short vacation or place for a short vacation. The popular island getaway of Penang. By the way, I would like to remind you once again that I'm reading the examples from the Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for Learners of English. So you see, getaway can be a phrasal verb, and it can also be a noun, as I gave you a few examples now. But now I would like to move on and to give you some examples of how getaway can be used with more particles. For example, I could say get away from, so get away from something, or get away from doing something, which means to start doing something in a different way or talking about a different subject. An example for that would be, the club should get away from its old-fashioned image. So should move away from that, should try to do something different. And another way of using get away from something or get somebody away from something means to remove somebody or something from somewhere. Get that dog away from me. So get that dog away from me. So remove it from here. Take it away from here. Another example for that usage would be, I try to get Anna away from the window. So in this case, maybe the window was a dangerous place for Anna, and Anna was a child or something like that, and you tried to get her away from the window. Another way of using get away, so a different particle now, is get away with. To get away with something has three different meanings. Meaning number one, to get away with something means to steal something and to escape with it. Example, thieves raided the bank and got away with $50,000. You can also say get away with doing something. In this case, the second meaning here would be to do something wrong and not be punished or criticized for doing it. I can't believe you cheated in the exam and got away with it. So meaning nothing happened to you. You cheated in the exam and nothing happened to you. Another example here would be, nobody gets away with insulting me like that. Meaning, I will punish this person because nobody gets away with insulting me like that. And the third meaning for that is to receive a relatively light punishment. For example, for such a serious offense, he was lucky to get away with a fine. So he was punished by just having to pay a small fine. This is it. Ah, by the way, there is one idiom here. Get away from it all, which means to have a short vacation or holiday in a quiet place where you can relax. It's time to get away from it all. It's time to get away from it all, meaning it's time to have a short vacation in a quiet place where I can relax. So thank you very much. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and you can subscribe and get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. I would also like to remind you that there are other episodes about phrasal verbs. Episode 27 gives an overview of phrasal verbs, so it talks about the different structures and the meaning, the metaphorical meaning of phrasal verbs. Episode 82, 83, and 87 with lots of examples of different phrasal verbs with different verbs. One of them with the verb pass, the other one with the verb go, and the other one with the verb put. So this is it for today. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter. You can also like our page on Facebook. And you can subscribe via Podomatic. You can also subscribe via Stitcher or even iTunes. And you can send emails if you have suggestions for future topics or if you want me to talk about specific phrasal verbs, you can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. Thank you very much. Keep listening and keep learning. I hope you're all learning something. And I'll see you next time. Bye!